Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indeed, it was not very clear what will be discussed under sub-item C. Looking at the agenda itself, but those who have read the annotation may have realized that the idea was to discuss here, if necessary, the ongoing exercise by the Commission with regard to the definition and application of the concept of consensus. The discussion about consensus within the Codex Forum will originated in the most recent times in 1990s, and some of the discussion on consensus led to the adoption of a general decision of the Commission, which is found at the end of the procedure manual, namely measures to facilitate consensus, or even to the amendment to the rules of procedure. Which has been materialized as the paragraph 2 of Rule 12. Most recently, one delegation made a proposal 2 years ago at the Commission that the concept of consensus should be defined within the framework of the Codex Sarmentarius Commission. This proposal was referred to the Committee on General Principles, and most recently the Commission 6 months ago at its 30th session decided that the matter be discussed at the forthcoming session of the General Principles Committee in 2009. And the Commission also decided or agreed on the timeline that would lead to the discussion in the General Principles Committee in 2009. The first step would be the issue be discussed by this session of the Executive Committee, including how to request chairpersons of Codex subsidiary bodies to provide their input on the matter, and especially their experiences with the application of the measures to facilitate consensus. The second step should be for the Secretariat to compile the replies from the chairpersons into a discussion paper, circulated to members and observers in the second half of 2008, with a view to a full discussion at the CCGP in 2009, in April 2009. So the timeline has been formalized, and this is the decision of the Commission. So rather than going back to the process itself, this committee has given a chance to provide any useful advice so that we can conduct a fruitful survey on the experience of the Codex chairpersons at the committee level. In order to facilitate the discussion today and on the programmatic ground, the Secretariat prepared the conference room document number 5, which includes a draft questionnaire which the Secretariat is intending to circulate to all chairpersons of Codex of the Civil Body at an earliest time. Mr. Chairman, given the very full agenda for this meeting, it might not be appropriate for this committee to look into this draft questionnaire line by line or section by section, but it might be more productive for this committee to provide any guidance or any suggestions to the Secretariat so that the Secretariat can improve the questionnaire, taking on board any positive comments made, so that the Secretariat can finalize the questionnaire as soon as possible and send it out to all Codex chairs. Because of the time constraint, we could not provide CRD number 5 in other languages than English, and we apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for this information. And indeed, I'm sure as Executive Committee, we can note the progress made, and we can also note the presence of this document as it has been prepared by the Secretary. And I wish to invite general questions and basically guiding questions as to how the Secretary can finalize this approach and seek the views of the chairpersons as directed by the Commission. I see the flag of coordinator for Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Quisiera comenzar agradeciendo al secretariado el haber preparado este cuestionario. Únicamente quisiera hacer un comentario pequeño en el anexo que veo, donde dice deadline, me imagino que debe ser 15 de abril del 2008. Y, pero con independencia de ello, creo que la idea de fondo es muy relevante para la región que nosotros le presentamos, y nada más quiero estar seguro del procedimiento. Esto es, tenemos una fecha límite para someter propuestas de modificación a este cuestionario que amablemente nos proporciona el secretariado. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Coordinator, for Latin America and Caribbean. And can I invite the Secretary to just give some explanation on what you have asked, please? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The instruction from the Commission was to circulate the replies from Codex chairs as early as possible in the second half of 2008. This means that we have to collect replies from Codex chairs as indicated by mid-April 2008 to enable timely translation of comments received into all languages. And the more we sit on this draft questionnaire, the less time the Codex chairs will have to reflect on the questions. So the idea and the timeline constrained by this schedule would be for this session of the executive committee to provide any comments on this CRD 5 so that the secretariat can finalize the questionnaire as soon as possible and send it to all Codex chairs, including the chairperson of Codex Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. I think the questions are being answered. We are expecting by mid-April 2008, we need to have received the comments from the chairs. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. He leído rápidamente el documento, pero lo que tengo es una duda, y es la siguiente. Todo el cuestionario está orientado a que los presidentes de los comités den respuestas en torno a cuáles son los problemas que han tenido para alcanzar consenso, qué han hecho para facilitar el consenso, etcétera. Ahora, ¿qué se entiende por consenso? ¿O qué entenderán esos presidentes de comité por consenso? Porque hemos tenido numerosos ejemplos de consensos adoptados con múltiples países en oposición. Digo, medidas adoptadas o estándares aprobados con numerosos países en oposición. Y si se tiene en cuenta que la única forma de que el Códex, en términos generales, que el Códex adopte estándares es a través del consenso, podemos asumir que hay criterios muy flexibles respecto de lo que es consenso. Entonces, ¿de qué manera? Me parece que lo que faltaría es alguna pregunta que oriente respecto de cuál es el criterio que cada presidente sigue para suponer que se llegó a un consenso en la sala. Porque no es lo mismo un consenso con cero oposición que un consenso con 13 países que se opongan. Y esto me parece que tiene que quedar reflejada en este cuestionario, porque de lo contrario tendríamos respuestas que no reflejen debidamente la realidad de lo que ocurre y que es justamente lo que ha llevado a la comisión a pedirle un documento al secretariado y a que el tema se continúe discutiendo. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. The suggestion that we put up a question, extra question, asking what criteria is used by each chair to assume that the consensus has been reached. United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Obviously, we've had little time to look at the questionnaire, but one point occurs to me from questions 1 and 2, where the chairs are required to give a quantitative analysis, a sort of measure of how often they use the tactics that they are asked to use. And I suspect that we will have wonderful chairmen who do all of these things all of the time. It's human nature. And I just wonder, therefore, whether we should still ask the questions on each of the criteria, each of the 7 measures, and ask each of the questions how often have you applied the measure, how effective have the measures been, but not ask for numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because when you come to coordinate the comments, everybody will be comparing one chairman with another chairman, and that might be more difficult. But the questions do seem relevant. It does seem to be the best way of starting off the proceedings. It may be helpful, if the Secretariat hasn't already done so, just to test informally the questionnaire on 1 or 2 chairmen. and I see one of them has her flag up at the moment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, UK, for that observation. In other words, you wouldn't really recommend the quantification of 1, 2, 3, 4, but rather leave the questions as general questions. Vice Chairperson Karen, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We sort of, in effect, by discussing this questionnaire as a matter of the Bureau, we, in a sense, have kind of tested it. It's almost inevitable that there will be a significant variability in the answers that we get from chairs, but I prefer to look at that variability as providing richness rather than confusion. And I suggest that we anticipate the answers that we get, drawing the richness from that variability and that diversity. In response to the intervention from Argentina, I would just ask the committee for to consider this suggestion that we might add a question to the questionnaire. Perhaps this was stated by Argentina, but I'll rephrase it, that we add a question to ask each responding chairperson to describe how he or she defines consensus in practice in his or her committee. Acknowledging that there is some variability, there is no standard definition, there's some... How do you, as a matter of practice, define consensus? Just a suggestion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Karen. And in Japan, please.
Thank you, Chair. I share some concern or some kind of the view expressed by UK, and I think we took particularly this question 1 and 2, just the chairs are asked to comment on these A to G. I'm a bit uncomfortable in replying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just my comment. If I am asked in this way, I have some problem in answering.
Certainly the questionnaire will come to you, but it's good you have phrased it. Thank you very much. As you are one of the chairs. Vice Chair Pastor Wee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Vice Chairperson Karen has explained, we were used as guinea pigs when the Secretariat was drafting this questionnaire. And being a committee chair for quite some time, I had also a little bit my doubts regarding question 1 and 2, but I guess that we should take the questionnaire in its entirety. In certain instances, I guess certain chairs, depending on their committees, may easily deal with questions 1 and 2. Others may be more comfortable providing certain case studies. So in that regard, I can understand some doubts expressed by certain members relative to the questions 1 and 2, but I guess that the questionnaire in its entirety provides sufficient room to collect relevant information by the committee chairs as input for a document to be prepared by the public secretariat. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Wim. And last, Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad, creo que este sería un caso en el que la información se debería recolectar por diferentes vías, porque de los contrario, se le está preguntando a quien es responsable de tomar una decisión respecto del consenso, si su trabajo lo hace bien o mal. Porque en definitiva, cuando uno ve las primeras preguntas, como dijo el Reino Unido, lo más factible es que todos digan: yo he aplicado debidamente el manual de procedimientos, hice todos los esfuerzos posibles y por eso llego al consenso de tal o cual manera. Y en realidad creo que la idea del cuestionario es muy loable, pero que quizá el mismo cuestionario que se le entrega a los presidentes se le debería pedir a los miembros del Códex que lo contesten, y que lo contesten en términos de distintos comités, de aquellos que le interesen o de todos los comités. Y creo que yendo más allá, el secretariado del Códex también podría responder, no sé si a este cuestionario, pero sí podría proveer cierta información, porque en definitiva el secretariado del Códex tiene las notas taquigráficas, porque ya no en todos los casos quedan las actas de los comités, de cuántos países se han opuesto a la adopción de determinadas decisiones que el comité pretendía aprobar. Y creo que realmente el resultado sería sumamente enriquecedor cuando luego se tratara de analizar toda esa información en conjunto, porque va a ser tanta la información que es imposible que todos se pongan de acuerdo. Y realmente, con tantos actores opinando desde distintos puntos de vista, seguramente vamos a tener una fotografía mucho más amplia y más clara de cómo está trabajando el Códex para adoptar el consenso. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. And before I sum up, I need to give the secretary opportunity to speak as the way forward, given the intervention so far in the room. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through you, Mr. Chairman, I thank those members who made very constructive comments to improve the content and the scope of this questionnaire. And let me refer to a couple of them. First, there was intervention from United Kingdom, and supported by Japan, that the numerical reply on question one and question two may not be appropriate or may discomfort some respondents, and this proposal can easily be taken up. The reason why we drafted this, the replies in this manner, would be to extract, not to point one chair to or to another, but to extract some range from the number of replies, so that we have some, let's say, common sense or common way of perceiving how the chairs see the consensus and how measures are helpful. But certainly this proposal can be taken on board. There was another question about putting a more direct question on how each of the chairpersons define himself or herself the concept of consensus. We purposely did not include this question because, as has been instructed by the Commission, the questionnaire will first go to the chairs and not to all members. And replies from the chairs go to all members and observers for comment in the second round of commenting. Since there is no officially established definition for consensus within Codex, if we ask for the proposed definition to Codex, to certain number of Codex chairs, we felt that their definitions may take precedence in the worst case over the other possible definitions for consensus, or may indeed influence the consecutive debate in the codex arena. This is the reason why we refrained from putting that question specifically in the questionnaire. But if there has been two members who spoke in favor of inclusion of this question, and if there is no other opinions on that matter, we have no problem in including that question in the questionnaire. So this is my the secretary's immediate reply to the very constructive comments made. Thank you.
Thank you, secretary. And if I might go back to Argentina, and with the explanation given by the secretary in terms of not including the question on what the chairs understand by consensus, are you happy with the explanation given by the secretary that we need not include it now? Argentina, please.
En realidad, Argentina no había pedido que cada presidente hiciera una propuesta de definición de consenso, sino algo más práctico, sin llegar a que tengan que definir qué entienden por consenso. Era de manera práctica, cómo entendía que llegaban a un consenso. Por eso pedíamos que el secretariado, para de alguna manera poder cotejar la coherencia de la respuesta con lo que ocurría en la práctica, que el secretariado hiciera una revisión de las decisiones que había adoptado cada uno de los comités para ver cuántos miembros eran los que se oponían y de esta manera ver si había una consistencia entre lo que el presidente estaba respondiendo y las acciones que efectivamente se habían adoptado. Y de igual modo que en el futuro, cuando se le consulte a todos los miembros del Códex, los miembros del Códex, con esta información a la vista, puedan efectivamente verificar la validez de las respuestas y en todo caso con poder inclusive evaluar por sí mismos si efectivamente esas respuestas tienen que ver con la práctica que habitualmente se sigue.
Thank you, Argentina, and your explanation is also very much in line with what Vice Chairperson Karen had said, and I'm sure the Secretary will be just too happy to add that question on the questionnaire. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I stated, the Secretariat is in your hands, and if the committee wishes that the question on how the chairperson understands or define consensus in practical terms in the context of his or her committee, we can certainly include that question. With regard to the possibilities to extract some statistics from the notes of the Secretariat on certain more specific instances, unfortunately, it seems to be difficult for two reasons. One, the Commission at that last session already decided on the course of action, and the first round of comments will be addressed to the chairs of subsidiary bodies for their input. So if the chairman feels comfortable to provide how he or she define the consensus even on numerical terms, they can do so. But there is no instruction from the Commission to the Secretariat to do this exercise on behalf of the Codex Chairs. And secondly, it's a very practical difficulty, is that the Secretariat, the only official record of each committee session or meeting is the report of the committee, and the secretariat does not are not in the possession of any further documentation regarding how many countries supported one proposal, how many countries were against, and how many countries do not express any position. We unfortunately do not have this kind of statistics in our hands. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and ladies and gentlemen, then we can summarize the discussion on this part by again taking into account the intervention by UK, that we don't go by the numerical statistics, and also going by the request for Argentina, that we have one extra question asking the views of the chair on how they have, of their experience and what they understand by consensus on practical terms. That will be our summary and the conclusion on the discussion. Japan, please.
I should say that if I am asked what's my definition of consensus, I may have real problem, because it's somehow we as a chair, I did somehow without defining, and that worked. So that's my view. Thank you.
And precisely what we are asking you is, how are you managing? In other words, how are you managing? That's the whole idea. I mean, how are you managing? Of course, you do without defining, but if you tell us how you are doing it, that's the meaning of the practical terms. Vice Chairperson Karen, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In view of the discussion that's taken place since I made my suggestion, perhaps it's wiser not to have a specific question, which I think is not, in fact, what Argentina suggested, but rather to allow this process to move forward and understand that after this survey, there will be a subsequent survey of all Codex members. And when you take those answers, all of those answers together, we will have a global sense of how the membership feels, how the chairs as a group are doing, essentially, which gives us a practical definition or a practical sense of how consensus in its undefined state is working. So, if I understand the intervention of Argentina, then perhaps an additional question specifically asking, as I suggested, for how individual chairs define consensus, such a question really isn't needed. So I would essentially withdraw my suggestion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chairperson Karen. Okay, you withdraw your suggestion, but I think the Argentina suggestion remains, because Argentina, we are very particular about putting a question. FAO, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En principio, mi opinión particular es que la definición de consensus de cada persona que responderá a este cuestionario es necesaria, ya que en las preguntas siguientes le estamos preguntando cuáles medidas ha tomado para llegar a este consenso. Entonces, primero tendrá que definir qué es lo que él, como presidente o presidenta de la reunión, ha definido como consenso, y después cuáles son las medidas que ha usado para llevarlo, porque en principio todos los acuerdos en CODES tendrían que ser tomados por consenso. Entonces, está implícita la pregunta.
Thank you, FAO. You have drawn to attention something very interesting. I mean, ideally, and that's what we say, decisions in CODEX are supposed to be taken on a consensus basis, and you ask somebody, how often have you used that, you know, how often have you used the consensus? Naturally, they would always say, I mean, they cannot say otherwise, because that is what is expected of them. But Argentina, you had a request to put a question, and that was nicely summarized by the secretary. Can I ask the secretary to summarize it before you come in, please? Secretary, the question by Argentina.
Of course, the proposal from Argentina came through to me through interpretation, so I can only reformulate it in English only, and I take advantage of the withdrawn proposal from the vice chair in doing it, and probably a new question added to the questionnaire would be, please describe how you understand by consensus in practical terms in the context of your committee. So that would be a new question that could be added to the questionnaire. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I'm sure, Argentina, you are happy with that question. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Creo que lo que está preocupando a quienes han tenido a su cargo alguna presidencia de comités es que en la pregunta se incluye la definición de consenso. Y no, al menos no es mi idea que cada presidente tenga que dar una definición de consenso. El tema es que cada presidente explique cuándo entiende que en la práctica ha alcanzado consenso en la discusión de algún tema. Me parece que, digo, es una cuestión de orden práctico, es decir, cuando no hay ningún país que tenga razones justificadas para oponerse, o cuando tenga varios países que se oponen sin dar razones de peso, podrían decir lo que quieran, no importa que el tema no pasa por la definición, el tema pasa porque el presidente en cada discusión de un documento tiene que adoptar una decisión, está solo para adoptar esa decisión, y puede que no todos los países están de acuerdo. ¿Cómo hace para decir acá terminamos este tema? ¿Hay o no consenso? ¿Cómo hace? ¿En base a qué? Esa es la cuestión. Gracias.
But Argentina, isn't that just as equal as saying what do you understand by consensus, because that's in the practical terms, because that's exactly what they apply to reach the decision?
En la práctica sí sería espléndido, pero en definitiva le están pidiendo una definición y quizá a más de uno eso lo ponga, lo altere un poco. Entonces, por eso decíamos, para quizás poder suavizar la cuestión, que explique en términos prácticos cuando entiende que ha alcanzado el consenso.
Thank you, Argentina. I see the flag of Conetta for Asia, and it's time. Our coffee is getting cold. Can we break for 10 minutes to have our coffee, and also request Argentina to really put the question on a piece of paper on how she would like it to appear, and then we can come to it briefly immediately after our coffee. Thank you. 10 minutes coffee break, please. Argentina, I hope we have written the question on a piece of paper that we can look at and see if there is general agreement in the room.
Gracias, señor presidente. A nuestro criterio, la pregunta debería ser la siguiente. Describa, en términos prácticos, ¿cuándo entiende que se alcanzó el consenso en el contexto de su comité?
Can you repeat, please?
Describa en términos prácticos cuando entiende que se ha alcanzado el consenso en el contexto de su comité. En realidad está basado en la propuesta original del secretario del Códex con leves modificaciones. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. And can I ask for comments on this from the floor? Can I also give an opportunity to the secretary to comment? Secretary, please.
No, it's okay. If everybody's happy. Yeah.
Okay, then we have concluded our discussion on this part C and indeed on agenda item 2. Can we then go to agenda item 3, please? So I wish to ask to invite Salma to lead us through agenda item 3. Salma, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So now we change subject and go directly to the work of the Codex committees. And the documents are 6-07-63 and 07-63 addendum 1. As agreed previously, the session of the Executive Committee held between the sessions of the Commission reviews the monitoring progress of standards development, and the session held before the Commission will look at the proposals for new work and the adoption of standards. So here we are looking at the monitoring progress. So we'll not go committee by committee, because we want to save time and leave time for the discussion. Just as indicated in the introduction, the presentation corresponds to the strategic plan with some adjustment for practical reasons. And in particular, there are two types of updates. The update of the status of the various items, which comes from the decisions of the Commission, so standards adopted at step 5, mainly standards adopted at step 5 and sent for comments. Updates from the Commission. So in that case, for the committees which have not met since the Commission, there is only, of course, the update in the status, and the work is ongoing, but the committee have not met since the Commission. And the second type of update, of course, the committees which have met since the Commission. And this is why we have the addendum. In the addendum 1, we have some further update. So this is updated as far as all the committees which have met since the Commission. And this is why we have also added the comments of the chairpersons, or in some cases of the host countries of the committee. In some cases, host country, for example, in the case of Task Force on Quick Frozen Foods, which have not yet met, and there are comments from the host country in that case. So we have also indicated also only for information, which was not in the previous documents we had discussed, but we have also mentioned the documents which have just been approved as new work, which are only at step 3, but of course only for information, because they have not been discussed by the committee and we cannot know how they will be progress. So in general, we also have put some notes in the explanatory notes in the cases where the last session of the Executive Committee had taken some decisions. For example, in some cases, it was some items were discussed and it was agreed to rediscuss them after the concerned committee had met. So that would be normally not for a discussion at the present session, so that the general way the update were carried out. Also, we'd just like to clarify that some, as regards the year where the, in some cases, of course, it's the identification after 2004, and when it's previous to 2004, when an item was adopted as new work, the date we indicate is the date where it was officially approved as new work. And of course, if the item, the specific item under discussion is a subset or an annex or some part of this work which was developed progressively, we have to retain the date where it was initially approved, but there is an indication in the explanatory note that this specific item, that work on the committee actually started at another date. We had some comments to this effect from some chairs for clarification purposes, and as you can see, we received quite a substantial comments from the chairs or host countries of the committee, and we would like to thank them for their contribution. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I think it is enough to as an introduction, and we can leave it for further comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Salma, for that very brief and concise introduction. And ladies and gentlemen, can I invite first for general comments, and then next we shall go to specific comments. Any general comments on the document? No general comments? Should we then thank the Secretariat for preparing this informative document? Can we go to any specific comments? And Salma, do you want us to go committee after committee?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps on the committees which have met since the commission, those in which case we have something new, perhaps. So I don't know if we might perhaps, unless there are specific comments on the committees on which we have already discussed at the last session, but that's up to the committee. Thank you.
So, can I open for comments, and can we go page by page? If anything, can we look at page 3, and if there are any specific comments on any specific subject? Page 4. Any specific comments on page 4? Jordan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. الحقيقة كان عندي هناك تعليق على صفحة 3 عفوا بالنسبة ل الكودكس كوميتي اون كونتامينتس. يعني هنا اقترح بحث اللجنة لاتخاذ اجراء ما للوصول الى توافق في الاراء في ضوء الدراسة المقدمة من جكفة. شكرا.
Sorry, we had a problem with the translation. Could you repeat again, please, John?
شكرا سيد الرئيس. بالنسبة للجنة Committee on Contaminants and Foods, أريد أن أقترح بحث اللجنة المعنية اتخاذ إجراء ما للوصول إلى توافق في الآراء في ضوء الدراسة المقدمة من جكفة. شكرا.
Thank you, Jordan, and I hope you are referring to draft maximum level of ochratoxin A in wheat, barley, and rye, and a draft maximum level for total aflatoxins in almonds, hazelnuts, and pecans for further processing. Those two sections. And could somebody do something, because in the translation we are hearing both English and French, and it gives us a bit of a problem. Please, if somebody could do something. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If the intent of the member is in relation to the first three items in the table, the JECFA conducted evaluation or re-evaluation of those substances, and the JECFA meeting that took place in 2007 will produce a report that will be considered at the first meeting of Contaminants Committee in 2008. Therefore, the outcome of the 68th meeting of JECFA will be given due consideration by the Contaminants Committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, and I wish to invite the member to look at the explanatory notes too. Any other observation? On page 3, we can go to page 4 now. Coordinator for Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am not make a comment for the page 4, but it's a little bit general comment. But I have I noticed from the page 4, I noticed from the Committee on Fat and Oil when I was attend that meeting, that in my opinion, one of the criteria of the success of the Codex, if the standard being applied or implemented broadly in the world. And based on that, so some of product should be covered from all the way. For example, from olive oil. We have no olive oil in Indonesia. But I noticed that there is different fatty acid profile, especially linolenic acid, between olive oil grew in some area with other area. And the result of the debate on the committee is that they cannot accept the olive oil from the other area because of linolenic acid. But this is olive oil. So this is in nature, olive oil is contain fatty acid, and one of them are linolenic acid. But this is different in concentration. So I don't know where we can make some attention or make some note that if we develop a standard, should cover the product which grew or which produced all the way. Because, you know, olive oil grew in somewhere and the other places is different. But they cannot accept that. So I think it's very principal. I think in my very principal that the Codex standard should cover all the way, not only from the part of the world. So I got the idea from the page 4. So this is a very general comment.
Thank you, Coordinator, for Asia, for that general comment, and I hope you also get the opportunity to participate in the technical committees and also raise this issue in the technical committee. And again, we note it as a general observation. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, it is possible to we make a note in the procedural manual for that, community in the future, because otherwise, you know, the region or the something, they try to promote their product and to stop the other product to be standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator Foisha, and could you also raise that at the opportune time, as unfortunately it's a bit out of context of what we are discussing, and if we ever had an opportunity to discuss it at a more appropriate sitting, then please keep it and raise it up. Thank you very much for that observation, and I've also been cautioned by the Secretary that when we go page by page, the page numbering might not be the same in all the languages. And maybe the best thing is to go committee after committee, maybe. And we had already covered issues on Codex Committee on Furry Additives. Can we look at the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils?
That was the Indonesia was speaking to.
Yeah. No further observation, then can we go to the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products? Any general or other specific observations? No? Next is a Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. Again, we are fortunate the Food Hygiene Committee is one of the committees that had the opportunity to meet after the commission, last commission meeting. And you will note there is a document CX exec 07/60/3/1. And I would invite the members to look at this document as it's rather current. And on this document, food hygiene is the third to be covered after Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods of Special Dietary Uses. Then we have Ad Hoc Intergovernmental Task Force on the Processing and Handling of Quick Frozen Foods. And then comes Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. So I invite members to look at this document. No comments? Can we then continue and look at again Codex Committee on Food Import Export Inspection and Certification Systems? It has also met recently and
last week.
It's on the last page of the addendum. Any comments? no comments, then can we go to the next committee? That's the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. Coordinator for Latin America and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nada más algunas cuestiones de formato. Cuando en la columna tercera de izquierda a derecha aparece un año, este no siempre es congruente. Entendemos que es el año objetivo, pero no siempre es congruente con lo que describe la columna del extremo derecho. Por ejemplo, en el caso de las normas para las manzanas, por ejemplo, el comité decidió que la norma debería de finalizarse para su adopción en 2010, pero en la tercera columna no aparece el 2010 como año objetivo. Es meramente una duda de este formato que tenemos y que amablemente prepara el secretariado para facilitar la discusión. Si en estos casos en que existen decisiones concretas debería de irse modificando las columnas. Me gustaría aclarar que en este caso los temas que están diferidos hasta el 2010 derivan del hecho de que este comité se reúne cada año y medio y no cada año, por lo cual estamos hablando de dos sesiones del comité, pero desafortunadamente en tiempo real la comisión se reúne antes que el comité, entonces tienen que diferir las decisiones finales por parte de la comisión hasta el año 2010. Es lo que hace que de repente los trabajos parezcan más largos que lo que en realidad son. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, coordinator for Latin America Caribbean, for drawing that to our attention. And can I invite the secretary to say something, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As all members of the committee know well, the system of the critical review was introduced only a couple of years ago. That means that a number of draft texts that are moving in the step procedure and that had been initiated prior to the introduction of the critical review did not have target date. The third column from the left-hand side is meant to indicate the completion year that is indicated in a project document. So where the committee and the commission approved the project document with the indication of the year by which the work should be completed, you find the target year put in this column. And basically, the maximum year accorded to any standard development work is 5 years. So if there is no specified target year, we could interpret it as being 5 years. However, the exec committee has already noted several sessions ago that the exec committee should take into account the meeting interval of different committees, and especially in the case of committees meeting less than annually, that should be taken into account. So it could be less than 5 years, but when there is justification for it, it could be more than 5 years. Because we are on a transition time, there are a number of standards with no predefined target year. Therefore, the third column remains blank. But for all those standards on transition, the committees have been asked to indicate the target year. So this is a case for four standards moving in the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, and they are indicated at the right-hand side column and you can see target years in that column. So this is a slight difference of the way we presented the status work for each work pieces. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that explanation. And I see the coordinator for Latin American Caribbean is here with that explanation. If there are no further comments on the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, can we go to Codex Committee on General Principles? We are generally happy with the progress. Can we also go to Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling? No comments. Can we go to the next committee? That's Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. Yeah, this committee met recently, 12th to 16th November, and I wish to draw the attention of the members to the addendum. The information there is current, and it's on the first committee on the, it's on page 2 in my English document. No comments? Thank you very much. Then can we go to the next committee? Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. Again, it met after the commission, 15th to 20th September, and it will also appear in the addendum. Sorry, I'm reading something which will take place next year. So it's in fact not in the addendum, but we need to look at the main document. No comments? Thank you very much. Can we go to the next committee? That's the Codex Coordinating Committee for Asia. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As members have realized, the number of work items in the Coordinating Committee for Asia has grown significantly over the past years, so much so that it may not be able to handle all work items within the context of a four-day session. Although the indicative dates noted on this document for the next session of Coordinating Committee for Asia is from 17th to 20th of November, the committee may wish to note that the Codex Secretariat is now consulting the host government of the committee, the coordinator for Asia, to explore the possibility to have a five-day session so that we can discuss all these standards in addition to the items that might be referred to this committee by the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and the committee knows this observation from the Secretariat. Any other comment, observation? No? Can we? Sorry. Coordinator for Latin American Caribbean, please.
Nada más un tema menor que me estoy percatando es de traducción, porque en el anteproyecto de norma regional para la salsa de ají, la versión en español dice que la comisión del Códex en su reunión número 30 aprobó el tema al trámite 5, pero ya me indican amablemente que la versión en inglés está correcta, que la versión en inglés dice que lo aprobó como nuevo trabajo, que era lo que me indicaba la memoria. Entonces parece que es un problema más bien de traducción que de documentos realmente. Más que usted que se corrigiera en el documento.
Thank you, coordinator for Latin America and Caribbean. We take note of that observation. Any other observation on corresponding committee for Asia? No? Can we go to the next committee? That's the corresponding committee for the Near East. Coordinator Near East, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais. بالنسبة للجنة تنسيق الشرق الأدنى سنحاول مع الأعضاء المنضوين تحت هذه اللجنة لتقديم المشاريع 4 مشاريع مواصفات تم اقتراحها خلال الدورة الرابعة لهذه اللجنة تقديمها على أنظار اللجنة التنفيذية خلال جويليا 2008 حتى نتمكن من دراستها خلال اجتماع اللجنة إذا وافقت اللجنة التنفيذية خلال 2009. شكرا.
Coordinator for Near East, and can I invite the Secretary for some explanation? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In accordance with the decision taken by this committee some time ago, all new work proposals in the form of project documents will be considered by the sessions of the Executive Committee that immediately precede a session of the Commission. That is the reason why the new work proposals from the Coordinating Committee for Near East are not tabled at this session, but it will be tabled at the 61st session of the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. Can we go to Codex Committee on Food Labeling? The Secretary has requested for the floor. Secretary, please.
Mr. Chairman, with my apologies, I should have been looking at the wrong calendar. I think the intent of the intervention made and the information provided from the coordinator for Near East is that the committee will discuss new work proposals at its 2009 session, and it will it is likely that the committees will agree upon all or some of those proposals and submit project documents to the session of the Executive Committee in June 2009. I think that would be the right calendar to be adhered to. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that further clarification. Another observation? Is it on the Codex Committee for Near East? No? Can we now go to the Codex Committee on Food Labeling? And I recognize the flag of the coordinator for Latin America and Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. Perdón por distraer nuevamente la atención del comité a una cuestión de traducción errónea, pero la versión en español del anteproyecto de definición de publicidad señala en la columna de la derecha que se aprobó al trámite 5 para su finalización como norma regional, lo cual me estoy percatando que no corresponde con lo que dice la versión en inglés, que es correcta. Se imaginará, señor presidente, que estos errores en la traducción no los estoy sacando por mera cuestión de quitarle el tiempo al comité, sino para un punto que tendremos después en la agenda en relación a las traducciones que estamos recibiendo y el presupuesto que esto está ocupando. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, coordinator for Latin America and Caribbean, and it seems there is some problem with the Spanish translation. And we appreciate your observation, and I think the secretariat will look into it and make the necessary correction. Thank you. Can we then, we are on the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. Any comments? No? Thank you very much. Can we look at the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues? No comments. Can we go to Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products? No comments. Can we then quickly go to Codex Committee? No, the Ad Hoc Intergovernmental Task Force on the processing and handling of quick frozen foods. No comments. Can we look at the next ad hoc intergovernmental task force on foods derived from biotechnology? This one met between 24th and 28th September this year, and I would invite the committee to look at the addendum.
The information in the main document is current. It met in September, and the document was published end of September. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm informed that it met in September, and this document was prepared. The main document was prepared in September, so what is contained in the main document is current. So could we still limit ourselves to the main document? If there are no comments, can we then go to the next committee? That's the Codex Committee on Residue of Veterinary Drugs in Foods. No comments? Then can we look at the Codex Committee on Natural Mineral Waters? Coordinator for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, as the Secretariat said when they introduced the document, most of this, well, information given here was for, information purposes, but I'll be very happy to inform the Executive Committee that preparations in view of the 8th session of the Codex Committee on Natural Mineral Waters are well underway, and several working documents have already been distributed by the Codex Secretariat. We've received quite a number of comments in reply to the circular letter, and We'll be very happy to provide more information at the next session of the Executive Committee in June 2008. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Cornetta, for Europe, for this update. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of this agenda item 3. And we are almost at the point we are supposed to adjourn. And before we adjourn, can I invite the Secretary for some housekeeping announcements, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I mentioned earlier today, tomorrow we are supposed to resume our work at 9:30 in this room. Tonight there will be a cocktail reception starting at 6 o'clock, 30 minutes from now, on the 8th floor of Building B in the room called Caracalla. So reception will start at 6 o'clock on the 8th floor of Building B. Basically, you have to take one of the lifts to go to the 7th floor and use staircase to reach the 8th floor. However, there are a few hidden lifts that will take you directly to the 8th floor, and if you need it, please contact one of the Secretariat members. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Secretary, for that very interesting announcement. I think it's the befitting way of ending our day today. So the meeting is adjourned, and we meet tomorrow at 9:30. Thank you very much.